Father, we thank you right now, God. We give you the glory right now, Father, for every person that is connected with this prayer line tonight, God. Father, let your power reign over this call tonight, God. Father, let your anointing fall on this line like never before, Father, to heal, God, to deliver, to set free, God. Set us afire once again, oh God. Father, your word is true in the mouth of the prophets. And God, every person on this line, your word says that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, oh God. Father, we thank you for illuminating our futures on this line, illuminating our walks on this line. For every home represented on the line, God, every mother on the call right now, God, I thank you for strengthening that mother right now. Whether she's a single mother or a married woman, a mother, oh God, I thank you for strengthening her and giving her wisdom beyond her years in this season, Father. I thank you for protection around her children, oh God. Every child represented on this line, put a hedge of protection around them, oh God. We call on your glory, oh God. Show us your glory, oh Father, as we humble ourselves, oh God, and pray, oh God, and bow before you, oh God. You said you promising your word, God, that if we would humble ourselves and pray, oh God, that then, Father, we shall hear from heaven and turn from our wicked ways, but you will heal our land, which is symbolic. You will heal our bodies. You will heal our minds. You will heal our finances. And I want to say thank you, oh God, as we open up the call for prayer for everyone across the country tonight, God. Move in their home. Move in their finances. Move in their marriages, oh God. Move in every business represented on this line. Increase, oh God, at another level. Let your anointing reign at another level. Let the fire of God consume that, Father, which is not of thee, but let it illuminate that which is of you, Father. We will be mindful, God, as we are on the watchman on the wall tonight, God, praying, oh God, and interceding, oh God, as the conduit, Father. We will be mindful to give you the glory. We will be mindful to give you the praise. We thank you tonight, God, for you are holy and you are God. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. And Father, we thank you for this opportunity to begin to lift your name on high, Father God. We thank you for every heart, even now, on this line, Father God. We thank you for every person, every individual that is on this line and representation of their family that they're standing in the gap for, Father God. Father, we thank you for the families that are attached to the people of God here on the line, even now, Father God. We thank you for the recovery even now, Father God. We thank you for your grace. Your grace is indeed sufficient for thee, Father God. Father, we thank you for the divine healing that's taking place even in the physical body, that which is not of thee, Father God. We now ask that you begin to allow it to cease and desist out of our lives even now, Father God. We thank you for the meekness, Father God. We thank you for the obedience even now, Father God. We thank you for the people of God that are here that are standing in the gap once again, Father God. We thank you for our children and our loved ones even now, Father God. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall even prosper even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for touching the minds of the people of God even now, Father God. Father, breathe fresh new wind of life in our hearts and in our minds and in our spirits, Father God. Allow us to remain and endure through whatever your will is in our lives, Father God. Not our will, but your will, Father God. Holy Spirit, begin to move even in our dreams, even on this evening, Father, this morning, Father God. Allow a new song to begin to be sung in our hearts even now, Father God. Allow us sweet spirit of peace to enter into our homes, even in our atmosphere, even now, Father God. Father, even begin to allow a fresh anointing to begin to flow, even in our hearts and in our lives, even now, Father God. Father, touch us. Order our steps even now, Father God. Father, order our steps for us to go and take the step to what direction you will have us to go into, Father God. Father, we thank you for lifting us up and covering us, Father. Father, every heavy heart even now, Father God, begin to cover it and bring about that that healing that's necessary for the next phase, Father God. Father, we give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor. In your mighty name, amen and amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, sweet Jesus. Father God, you said in your word that two or three are gathered together, that you would be in the midst. And we thank you, God. We give you the glory on tonight, God. God, we lift you up. We give you the praise, God, for you're truly worthy, God, and there's no other like you, God. We thank you, God. We ask, God, that you keep our family safe, God. Put a hedge around our homes, God. Cover us in your blood, God. Put out every stronghold of the enemy in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to bless our family members. Bless our friends, God. Give a minister to their hearts on tonight, God. Give us peace of mind on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. God, everyone on the line, God, bless them, Lord. Renew their spirit, man, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And no weapon formed against the shelter in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask you to continue to hold up the woman and man of God. Continue to hold up Pastor Deborah. Continue to hold up Archbishop Jordan, God. In the name of Jesus. Continue to use them to guide and direct us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we give you the glory and we give you the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Father, we thank you for the power of your word and the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, that the Holy Ghost is upon us, and we thank you that we are being taught, led, and guided into all truth. We thank you, Father, that we have a petition before you. You said we can come boldly before the throne of grace. We thank you, Father God, it's not a new place for us, Father, but we enter into it newly and freshly. We thank you, Father, as we enter into your courts with praise and thanksgiving, we thank you that you receive us it with open arms. And we thank you, Father God, that as we begin to come to you, we bring everything to you that is on our hearts. And so we pray for those who are voiceless in this season. We pray for those who don't know their way into the throne room. We thank you, Father God, that you have said that if we would seek you first, that all other things will be added. But we thank you, Father God, that you'll remember those who don't know how to put pressure on the covenant. So we stand in the gap for those who don't know how to put pressure on the covenant. For you are a God that should not, cannot, and would not lie. So we thank you, Father, for your word that keeps us. We thank you that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we thank you that as we begin to speak forth your word, we thank you, Father God, you said if we would not faint, we would be able to reap. So we are going to reap because we will not faint. And Father God, we thank you that as we begin to come into this sacred place, that you will remember name by name and every name that might be forgotten on the lips in the heart. We thank you for changing the hearts and back to the fathers. We thank you, Father God, for giving new taste buds in the mouth of the people so that their thirst and hunger would be for the word and for the spirit of the living God. We thank you, Father, because you are the only one who satisfies, because you are the shepherd and the bishop of our soul. You created us, and you have given us a place in your heart, and we thank you for that. So in the name of Jesus, we come, and in the name of Jesus, we declare and decree that the blood of Jesus shall continue to fall on the earth and call back those that belong to you. And Father God, we thank you in this season of this life for the life that you're giving us as we made the exchange. But we thank you as you're breaking up the fallow ground, Lord, you're going to rain righteousness upon us. And we thank you, Father God, even as you're raining righteousness, you're causing us to be fruitful in the land of affliction. Father, for everything that we walk through, make it pay. It will pay us back. We thank you for that word, Father God. We thank you that fruit is being birthed out of us in Jesus' name. We will not be fruitless. We will be fruitful because your word said so, and that is my prayer to you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank you.
Amen. Father, I bless your name. I bless your name, and I thank you, Father God, for you have chosen us. Even when we didn't know which way we were going to go, God, you already knew that you had your hand, the anointing, the Holy Spirit dwelling. And as we come before you, your throne of grace, Father God, we just ask you just to renew in us and take us even to that next plateau, transitioning us higher to even stronger ground, Father God. We thank you for the strength that you've been giving us, that we may be able to give strength to others, Father God, that even when we walk the streets, Father God, that they won't see us, but they will see the glory that shines upon us from you, and that glory being you, Father God. We thank you for our ancestors who have gone on before us, that cheer us on, Father God, that hold us up, Father God, that pull us through, as the prophet was saying, pulling one another through, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for we pull our relatives, our women and our family, and the men in our family, we're pulling them through even spiritually. I thank you, Father God, for the house. Thank you for this assignment, Father God, for us all being assigned together here, Father God, that we may speak your word, we may speak your truth, we may be living Episcopals in this season and even the next season, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, all the husbands and the brothers and the nephews and the cousins, the males, Father God, that we can give them words of encouragement, that we can hold them up, Father God. We can be there for them. We thank you for opportunities that have shown themselves, that are showing themselves as well, Father God, that you will get the glory, Father God. You're pushing us into our new destiny and our new walk just so that you get the glory, but we can let you shine through these situations, Father God. We thank you for touching our wounds, Father God, for the spiritual birthing in the season of newness of the writing. May the writer just continue to move through all of us that are on this line, that we will write the songs of praise, write the songs of worship, write the songs of healing and delivery, Father God, that we can come and in all these words becoming one word, Father God. We thank you for the mothers in the house, Father God. I'm just asking you just to strengthen them, Father God, these walking women of wisdom, Father God, that even they don't even have to say anything, but we can feel the strength and the wisdom that comes through them. We're asking you, Father God, just to continue to touch this ministry, Father God. Keep your hand of protection around them. Anything that tries to come through the doors, Father God, we receive them in the name of love, Father God, so that they can even be blessed and covered. But anybody needing any harm, Father God, we break that and we cancel those things out, Father God. We thank you for the children that have been birthed even in this hour that come through for the next generation to be, Father. God. We just ask you, Father God, just to embrace us, Father God, even if women are lonely sometimes, Father God, I'm asking you just to touch them, to comfort them, Father God, so that they understand who you are, Father God. And if we keep our mind stayed on you, that all these things will be added that we desire, Father God. But help us to seek you first even more, Father God. We bless your name and we thank you, God, for the ministry. May you just continue to give the pastor, God, and give the pastor and our archbishop, Father God, strength, 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 and more strength, Father God. May their 1 hour of rest feel like it's 6 hours of rest, 10 hours of rest, Father God. Strengthen their bodies, strengthen their knees, Father God, and their mind. Help the peace that succumbs all understanding. And I give your name the praise and the praise. Amen and amen.
Father, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for the Archbishop. I thank you for Pastor. I thank you for the life that you've given us today. I thank you for an opportunity to come together as one in a place of unity, to be watchmen on the wall in this hour, oh God, to be the ones who would birth this new thing in the earth and to speak forth the word of God and the power of God and the direction and the deliverance of God in this hour. Father, I just thank you for just giving us a place to come together in harmony, in unity, in oneness. I thank you, Father, for this opportunity. Lord God, I lift our children up before you, and I ask that you would protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. I break every assignment against their lives, their minds, their jobs, the things that they have planned in this season. I break the power of those things right now in Jesus' name. Give them clear vision. Give them clear direction. Give them peace and joy. I thank you for that, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for peace of mind in this hour. I thank you for the joy of the Lord being our strength and our guide. I thank you that we're walking in a new direction, that you've called us to be innovators in this season, and that we're coming forth with new creativity, with new boldness, with a new anointing, with a freshness, and they shall see. We will know the fruitfulness of this season, and everything that we pour out in these days, we're going to see what this purpose was. And I just thank you for that, Lord God. I thank you that our feet are ordered, our footsteps are ordered by you, and that you are walking us into new places, places unknown. But as we step into those places, oh God, I thank you for the favor of God, the favor of God to go before us. I thank you that mercy and kindness go before us, and that our gifts are making a place for us, preparing a way for us, and setting us in high places in this season. I thank you that this is a new season for new love, new opportunities, and new grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight in great humility, Lord God. Lord Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight in great humility, Lord God. Lord God, tonight I have five prayers tonight, Lord God, that you would hear us. First, Lord God, I pray for supernatural healing. I pray, Lord God, that in places where our organs may not be working, our blood cells may not be working, I pray, Lord God, in areas where we feel like we cannot breathe, Lord, I pray for supernatural healing for us and for our families. Lord, I pray for places, Lord God, that we do not understand, Lord God, that are not operating, Lord God, in you, Lord God, I pray that your Spirit would be breathed in us, Lord God, so we would have the strength. Lord, I then pray for clarity of mind, Lord God. Any area of doubt, any area of fear, any area of confusion, Lord God, I cancel that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord God, that your strength, that your mercy, that your grace would take over us in a place, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, and I cancel places, Lord God, in our lives of negative relationships, Lord God. Any area of our life that there is a spirit of negativity, Lord God, I cancel it now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and I ask for your covering. I ask for your covering. I ask for your glory. I ask for your grace, Lord God, tonight. And Lord, and I pray, Lord, I pray for our children, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that whatever attack, whatever plans of the enemy, whatever satanic arrow that has been pointed against our children, Lord, I cancel it now in the name of Jesus, and I ask for your protection, your supernatural protection. I ask for the angels on assignment on our lives, Lord God, move like never before, Lord God, that they may meet us where we are. Lord, and I pray for our community. I pray for our community, Lord God, those who are praying day and night. Lord, I pray for supernatural protection upon them, Lord God, that in a time like this, in a season like this, Lord God, where we need you more than ever before, Lord God, I pray for your strength, Lord God, and I thank you tonight. I thank you for this prayer line, this lifeline, Lord God, and I thank for those who are connected to this call, Lord God, that they would hear you and feel you like never before. I thank you for always making a way out of no way, for always reminding us that you are the I am in places of impossibility, Lord God. You are the I am of possibilities, Lord God. I thank you for being a way out of no way. I thank you for creating roads and dead roads, Lord God. I thank you for always being a voice to the voiceless, Lord God. And I thank you tonight like never before. Lord God, I thank you tonight like never before, Lord God, for reminding us, Lord God, that you reign over everything, that you reign over everything. And I thank you for all those who are on this call tonight, that we do not look like the situations that we're going through, even the situations that we do not speak about, even the situations we want to hide behind closed doors, Lord God. I thank you for bringing light to everything that is going on in our lives. And I thank you, Lord, for your mercy, and I thank you for your power. And thank you for reminding us, Lord God, that you reign over everything. So I thank you for this prayer.
Yes.
Oh, I thank you for these prophets, Lord God. I thank you for the word of God.
Yes.
I thank you for the darkness, Lord God.
Yes.
I thank you. I thank
God. Situation, Father God. And Father God, we know that we are standing. We are standing in the gap for others. We're standing for our families. We're standing for our children. We're standing for our businesses. We're standing for everything that you have connected us to. And Father God, we ask that you send a special blessing to every household. We ask that you take us to new levels, God. We ask that you guide us in every journey and everywhere we go, God. And Father God, I know that this is your will and this is your way, God. And anything that is not like you, God, we ask that you quickly remove it out of our life, Father God. And Father God, we know that it is our time to rise up, God, and we remove fear out of our lives and start walking in faith, God. Father God, we are one that we take action with your word, God. And Father God, we know that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, God. And Father God, you have taught us in such a great way. And Father God, we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you, Lord. For truly this is the day that the Lord has made. And Father, we choose to rejoice. We choose to be glad in this day that you have made. And Father, we thank you, Lord, right now, because you're ordering our footsteps in this season. Father, we thank you, Lord, because Lord, you said in your word, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by you. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for everyone that's on this call tonight, that you're ordering their footsteps. And even as they all rise up in the early morning, Father, I thank you right now, Lord, that you're going to lead them and you're going to direct them. And we thank you, Lord, for the angels. I just keep feeling angels of protection surrounding the people of God. And Father, I thank you, Lord, and we welcome your spirit. We welcome the angels of the Lord to surround us and to go before us and to bring back those things that are already ours, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your divine protection in the name of Jesus. And Father, not just to protect us, but to protect those, our children, our loved ones, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you right now, even those that are going to school. Father, we thank you, Lord, for divine protection. The enemy will not take not one out in the name of Jesus, because they are surrounded, they are protected by your anointing and by your power. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that this year, 2017, will be a great year, will be a fine year for our youth and for our children in the name of Jesus, and they will excel in the things that you have called and purposed for them to do. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that your spirit will go forth and your spirit will move in and through them, Father. In the name of Jesus, that they too shall rise up and become a living example, living and showcasing your word and your power. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now that even as the spirit of healing goes through this phone line tonight, Father, it's just going to touch heart to heart and mind to mind and spirit to spirit. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that not only you bring in healing to the physical body, but you bring in healing to the emotions in the name of Jesus. You're going to cause your people to begin to think right, to begin to be right in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, not only for your healing power for the body and for the emotions and for the mind, but we thank you, Lord, that you're going to heal our land. Heal our land, Father. Heal our land. Heal our land. Come on, people of God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. If you're not able, just send me a text that you're going to be on the line, so I can still put you in the line. Still put you in the lineup. You are going to come on, I will just put you on almost at the very end. So I do want to make that announcement for those that are coming in or they're muting out and stuff like that.
Right. Okay. And now that for those of you that are listening, if you want to be on, those that have my personal phone, you can either text me or text Pop this Naomi and let her know so we'll know, and we'll just open up lines so you can get in and do what you need to do in prayer. And also for those of you that don't have my number, let me give you my email address. It's Pastor Deborah. No, let me give you the other one because that'll be easy because I get too many emails in that one. It's DAJPRO7@AOL.com. And just give me your phone number and your name and your phone number, and on the title just put Midnight Prayer. And we'll know, and we'll get you all lined up and get you all situated as well. Anything else, Prophet Naomi?
I just want to remind everyone, check your email. MassRop is sending out emails to everyone. Also, tomorrow is going to be a conference call, so check out that. It will be coming from the 888 number. And just want to thank God that, you know, we are given the opportunity to pray and lift our voice. Thank you.
Amen. And we'll be praying. And this midnight prayer is 7 days a week. So we don't just do it Monday through Friday. It is 7 days a week. Amen. And later on, we're going to be getting testimonies as well. Amen. So thank you all, one and all, for joining the prayer, all the prophets that their voices was heard, and those that were heard in the background. Father heard it all, and I just give God praise for that. Amen. Well, I'm going to say goodnight to everyone. We love you.
And we'll see you tomorrow night at the Midnight Cry, prophetic Midnight Cry prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you, Pastor.
All right.
Amen.
Bless
you, everyone.
Love you. Good night. Good night. God bless everybody.
Good night.
God bless everybody.
Good night.